Let's join Maggie Linson on SiriusXM Urban View, Channel 110.
Well, welcome back. Social media dominates the way we communicate and do business. It's important to have a logo or brand that can lead to success. Here to talk about the process is Dan Antonelli, CEO and Creative Director of Graphic Designs Incorporated. The New Jersey firm specializes in branding and marketing strategies for small business. He has a great book out with a lot of logos and just a lot of general information. Is called Building a Big Small Business Brand. Welcome, Dan.
Thanks, Maggie. Great to be here.
Well, small businesses are the underserved and underfinanced. Let's talk about what they can do.
Sure. You know, when you think about when businesses start their business, often it's, you know, really something that they don't give a lot of consideration to is their brand. You know, they spend so much time and energy on all the things they need to do to get ready to be in business, such as getting equipment and getting financing and getting all those things ready. And then they come to the point where they're ready to open their doors and they say, oh no, I got to get a logo done, or I got to get my business cards printed. And, you know, that's really often the first time that they really give serious consideration to their branding. And, you know, the downside of that, of course, is that it's so important to their success, and yet it's quite often overlooked from the beginning.
And so they've got to come in a sense with a focus on really developing a brand or a logo that's going to be recognizable as like say Target or Walmart or something like that.
Exactly. And, you know, the difference that the larger corporations have is that they have unlimited resources to advertise to get people to know what their symbol means. But when it comes to a small business, you know, they don't have that same luxury. So it's so critical that they build a brand from the beginning that really stands out, that speaks to their brand promise, and that, you know, gives people an indication as to, you know, why they might choose to do business with that company over one of their competitors. So, you know, that's really the biggest difference, because, you know, large companies, you can brand anything. But small businesses, you know, we don't have that same luxury. You've got like 3 seconds to make that first impression. And, you know, what is it going to say about your company when they see that new brand or that new logo? You don't have those resources that the larger companies do.
How do you go about, say a small business is really trying to develop something that's recognizable. Mm-hmm. And when you sit down and begin talking to them, what do they need to come to you with?
Well, certainly, you know, what we want to discuss with them at the onset is you want to find out who our audience is. You know, so you really want to dig deeper into who are we trying to communicate with this brand strategy. You know, what's the message that we want people to get when they look at your brand? You know, if they drive past your business, or if they see your, you know, logo on the side of a truck, what's the message that we're trying to communicate with them? So it's really important that the owners give serious thought to who the campaign is really targeted and what those demographics are, and of course what those demographics want to see in a brand. You know, so if it's a younger 20 demographics, well, certainly then the brand strategy that appeals to that audience is going to be different than a brand strategy for, you know, demographics that are, you know, age 40 to 50 or so.
Oh, so you got to target that, know that target audience right from the very beginning.
Exactly.
Yeah. And sometimes that's the hardest focus, isn't it? Because they're all over the place, especially with a small business.
Yeah. You know, certainly you can take an approach that tries to appeal to, you know, a broader demographic, of course. But certainly if there's a key constituent that you're trying to reach, you know, you definitely want to try to target those people first and then hit your secondary markets.
Right. Okay. Then you also not only help develop the brand, but also take an idea and kind of knock it around. You have some of the coolest logos and things like that, but developing that brand so that it can sustain itself, not just with a logo, but straight across the board for everything from stationery to the wrappings on trucks and things along those lines.
Yeah, and that's typically, you know, one of the big challenges that small businesses have is when they create this brand, how do they integrate it consistently across all their touch points? You know, and these touch points are obviously, you know, all the channels that someone might use to get in contact with their company. So these channels would include, like you mentioned, the trucks, maybe the sign out front of their establishment, their email marketing, their business card. So, you know, how do you design something that is going to work on all those mediums? And that's typically where you see some challenges with small businesses. They have a brand that maybe will work well on, let's say, work well on the top of their website, but then they go to put that same image on, you know, on a sign or maybe on a truck, and it doesn't work nearly as well. So, you know, what we try to do is make sure that the brand that we develop is going to work across all their channels. And, you know, that's something you really have to spend a lot of time in the beginning understanding how that brand is going to translate into all these different mediums.
Yeah. How did you get into this business, doing what you're doing?
You know, it's a great question. I mean, when I was, you know, 14 years old, I think, I really got interested in lettering and hand painting. So I did a lot of hand-painted signs when I was, you know, very young. I think the first van that I actually lettered with a logo was probably 15 years old. And I got a job in a sign shop, and I thought I was going to be a sign painter. And, you know, my folks just said, you know, you're not going to be a sign painter. You got to go to college. So, I went to college, and I studied advertising and graphic design, and, you know, I worked in those channels. But the one thing that I really missed when I worked in corporate America and graphic design was, you know, working with all these small businesses. So I left corporate America in 97, and I started my company, you know, working out of my basement when I first started, like so many small businesses. And, you know, and today, you know, 18 years later, we've got, you know, 14 people and, you know, really nice office. And I'm still, you know, doing what I love, working with all these small businesses and developing their brands and, you know, doing all this cool stuff. So I just feel so blessed to have gotten to this point.
Yeah. I'll tell you that your book, once again, we're talking with Dan Antonelli. He is CEO and Creative Director of Graphic Designs. And his book, again, is Building a Big Small Business Brand, How to Turn Your Brand into Your Most Valuable Asset. You know, you think of the many different logos that are out there, from Facebook to Google. You just know that immediately who they are. Target doesn't even have to have its name under it. We know what it is. It really is so important for it to be done the right way, right from the very beginning.
That's totally correct. And, you know, like I said, we see so many clients that we have to rebrand, that they've invested in this poor brand strategy from the beginning, and then they've put it on their trucks and they've put it on their sign or on their menus or on their business cards. And then they come to us and they, you know, ask for our advice. And, you know, unfortunately, we tell them that we're going to have to get rid of all that stuff to get them to where they want to go. So, you know, you see, you know, all those things unfortunately mean that you have to spend that money again to do it right, you know, the second time. So it's always great. I love when we get startups because it's a clean slate. I don't have any, you know, baggage, so to speak, and we can start from scratch. But, you know, like you said, those other big brands, you know, they have so much money to throw at their brand strategy, but small businesses, they just don't have that luxury. So we really want to make sure that image that we project for them, that when people see it, you know, it resonates with them quickly and it makes an impact. And also it's a brand that stands out in their mind, you know, and that's really, you know, one of the things we talk about in the book is how so much of the small business brands that are out there, they all look the same, and none of them really stand out. So that's a great competitive advantage that a small business has if they understand that concept, because when they do a brand that stands out, you know, right off the bat, they're invested in something that is going to stand out and have people recognize it more quickly than if they just did the same old that, you know, the other competitors are doing.
Well, one of the things I noticed also looking through the book is developing kind of a mascot type person that goes along with that brand that, again, can show up at, any fairs and NASCAR stuff, that kind of thing, that will help build that brand and recognition for it.
Yeah, and the mascots are something that we, you know, we deploy a lot, especially for service businesses. And, you know, one of the examples in the book was for a company called Harold King, and they're a heating and air conditioning company.
Believe it or not, that was one of the ones I was going to ask about. That's funny that you talked about that one, because the guy is cool.
Yeah, and the guy is cool, and they've they've deployed that strategy with that mascot, and they actually got him physically made into like one of those mascots. So they dress the guy up, and he goes to community events and softball games, and he's out there at the parades, and now everyone really kind of connects that Harold King brand with this mascot. And you know, we've done their billboards, and you know, it's just been amazing, like how well it's been received. Like, you hit the website, you see the guy, oh, I've seen that guy before, and that's really what it's all about, you know. And especially when you see, you know, you've seen in the book like how we do it on trucks, and you know, you think about how many trucks on the road today, just they don't stand out, or they're so busy you don't know who it's for. And you know, we look at the trucks too as such a critical component. And you know, and that's the funny thing, Maggie, too, is we've got these clients where they have one truck, and they show up to a client, and there are people saying, oh, I see your trucks all over town. And it's just, that's the irony, is there's only one of them.
But
because,
really?
You know, because we've done it in such a way, they think they've seen it hundreds of times, but it's just this one truck driving around. And that's always a, you know, a testament to really, you know, how critical that brand can be for a small business.
Yeah, you know, again, it's a name recognition, but also the visual recognition, because occasionally they may not remember the name, but they can tell you who that mascot is, what that logo is, and a lot of times with that, it will bring up what the name is. So it's kind of a double stamp on it.
Exactly, and that's part of the beauty of it as well, is when they hand out their business card, or you know, maybe when they see them online, you know, that's where they can make the connection. Oh yeah, I've seen them, I know them, you know. So that's all part of that same strategy, is you know, making that, whether it's a mascot or an icon, something simple and easy to discern but memorable, you know. And that's hard to do for a small business, but you know, that's what I think we do really well in that space with.
Yeah. Very true. Very, very true. As I, you know, again, just kind of looking through your book, I keep thinking there are some of these I've seen before, but, you know, I know, do you work strictly out of New Jersey, or will you go anywhere to help someone get started?
No, we actually, you know, we probably only have maybe 25 to 30% of our clients are actually here in New Jersey, and the rest are really spread all over the country and all over the globe. And, you know, that's really the crazy thing about it, is, you know, we're getting requests from different areas. Like, we just finished a logo for a health club in Switzerland, and I'm just like, well, it's crazy, you know, but it's just really neat to have the work really be in so many different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that I noticed, though, is there is the color and kind of the boldness of your graphics, too. And I know that you've had a lot of experience with the branding and marketing, and also being a creative director. The inspiration of sitting down and helping develop that for as much pleasure to the eye is also extremely important, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, something that's really important, and color plays such a huge role, as you know, so we definitely try to think about color schemes that are unique for that sector that maybe you haven't seen, you know, 1,000 times before. So, you know, even when it comes to, let's say, a heating and air conditioning company, you know, we've certainly used the typical colors that are, you know, represent those brands. Typically they're red and blue, but we've also then done brands where we've done things like, you know, orange and blue instead, or something that maybe you haven't seen before, or green, like apple green and blue is a brand we recently completed. So, you know, you definitely want to think about colors and try to think of things that you haven't seen done so many times before, because again, that's all part of standing out. It's all part of building an image that, you know, they haven't seen before, and color, you know, huge role in recognition, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And also, like I said, the pleasant characters and things along those lines. How much money are we talking about, and does it depend on marketplace and those kind of things?
No, it doesn't really depend on marketplace. I mean, the way that we price a lot of this work just really goes into the number of hours that it takes to complete. So, you know, most of the brands that we create generally run typically about 30 to 40 hours for us to actually create just one brand. So that's typically how most of our pricing is derived. You know, when you look at other agencies and other creative sources, you know, that's typically how most people try to factor in their price points, is, you know, how long does it take to typically do this? And, you know, we probably are a little bit on the high end of the scale, but so much goes into it. And the irony is that, you know, I've done about 800 or 900 small business brands over the last 18 years, and you would almost think that with that amount of experience that I should be faster at it, or that we should be able to do them more efficiently. But the irony, Maggie, it's just that I do them. It actually takes longer to do them now than it did 5 years ago or 10 years ago, because we put so much more time into research and looking at, you know, the audience, looking at their competitors, making sure we're doing something unique in their market. So, you know,
what it's all about? It's doing it right the first time, and you never have to, and from then on, you just move forward.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, listen, many thanks to Dan Antonelli. Once again, he's CEO and Creative Director of Graphic Designs Incorporated. To find out more, visit their website and services. They're available at graphic, and it's just the letter D-signs.com. Once again, graphicd-signs.com. Graphic Designs. Tomorrow, we're going to wrap up Black History Month talking about Black men in America with emphasis on their role in sports. And many guests will be on, so we hope you'll join us then. You've been listening to The Maggie Linton Show.